Y'all, I literally love podcasting so much, and I swear I don't know why I don't do it more often and why I keep trying to force myself to write and edit, knowing good God doggone well that I can get content out way faster if I just spoke it. So here we are. I'm in California, San Francisco specifically, in the Japantown Fillmore neighborhood. And I just got a lot to share. I'm learning a lot. I'm working my UX research job. So, update from the last podcast I recorded. I've changed cities, companies, industries, and I'm so glad and I'm so happy and have just so many stories to share and lessons that I've learned that I want others to be able to learn from or to share in on. Maybe you've been trying to think about the lessons you've learned, and just hearing someone else articulate the lessons for you can be really beneficial. I know it helps me. And so when I say I have so much to talk about, I'm not even kidding. My sister is obsessed. She is obsessed with my natural hair right now and has so many questions. And she's asking, like, how did you style your hair when you first started growing your perm out? And what did you do when it wasn't curling? And when did you start? And I just... I want to come on here and share answers to questions about my hair. I had a meeting with my nutritionist and we were talking about just the mindset that I've evolved around eating and fitness and health. And I want to share some of the challenges that I had to overcome there and the mindset shifts that I had to do. We also talked about the word perfect. I want to share the definition of perfect with you and try and uncover where we learned that the definition of perfect meant flawless. I want to come and share my journey. I'm in it right now, learning about time management and how to plan a day, plan a week, plan a month, and get done what you want to get done and feel accomplished. And this article I read that suggests aligning the tasks that you need to get done with the goals that you're trying to accomplish, so you're clear on why you're doing what you're doing. I need to go and get a paper planner too, but I'll talk about that in that topic segment. I want to talk about work and the value you have as an employee and the value that the corporation you work for will never fully highlight and acknowledge for you and extract from you, and that if that's something you want to tap into, how you're going to have to do it yourself and why. And last but not least, why are you working? Right? I think the quick answer is, to earn a check to pay my bills. And when I work with the career coach, she really helped me tap into uncovering, why do I work? Why am I here? And it's for so many more reasons besides just a paycheck, because you can get a paycheck anywhere, any job you work, and exchange your skills and services for, you can get paid. And so I love how I was able to, especially last year, just dig deep into this question of why do I work? And I know that I work because I want to work with smart people and collaborate with talented folks. I want to learn from them. I want to teach them what I know. I do want money to pay bills, right? I want that stability and that peace of mind. But I want all that so I can focus on building what I want to build for me and my business. And so, I want to talk about Miss 401k with you guys, give you some updates on that, and then the memoir I'm working on, which I announced at my Zoom birthday party a couple weeks back. And I'll be dropping some photos from a recent photo shoot that I did. I'm just going on and on and on because I'm so excited. I have so much to share, and this is like a full season episode lineup, but this is the second photo shoot that I've done. And I want to talk to you about why I think everyone should do a photo shoot and how it relates to confidence. And then something else I did last year that I repeated this year was selecting a fitness plan to follow. So last year I worked with Trio Fitness out of Philly. in person or in virtually. And then this year I bought one of their at-home workout plans. After COVID hit and the gyms closed, I needed a workout option. And my trainer, Malik, he always told me, you know, have a plan. Even he works from a workout plan. Have a plan so you know what to do, right? Each day I wake up, I know what workout I have to do. I don't have to think about it. And so I did the Insanity workout, which I had first ever tried back in high school. And I don't think I really did it much in college. And it's so interesting to do it now with this experience and perspective I have, having worked with the trainer, more trainers. So I think that's it. I'll recap in the notes all these stories I want to talk about, and then we'll get the season going. All right. Stay prayed up, stay blessed, and I'll check in with you guys again later, and we'll probably know who the president of the United States is going to be for the next 4 years when I do get back. All right, catch you later. Bye.